Ciao, DC. I'm at the National Education Leadership Awards Gala for the Sons of Italy at the National Harbor with actor and master of ceremonies, Joe Mantegna. Joe, it's a pleasure to meet you tonight.
Thank you.
I have been coming to this event for several years, and I always remember you as the master of ceremonies. How long have you been coming?
No, I'm not even positively sure, but I've been hosting the National Memorial Day concert for 17 years. And I think I started doing this concert, or this event, shortly thereafter I started. So my guess is about 15 years now.
What's your passion for hosting the event?
Well, it's a no-brainer. I'm an Italian-American, first of all, very proud Italian-American. And being in D.C. on that same weekend for the National Memorial Day concert, I'm obviously a very strong proponent and supporter of our military. So it's just, sometimes things are meant to be, I think, and I really feel that when they asked me to do this. Actually, the first year I came, they actually honored me because I was playing an Italian-American in a TV series called First Monday, where I played a member of the Supreme Court. And I purposely made that character. It wasn't written that way, but I said, you got to make an Italian-American, because I played enough of the characters in films where I showed a negative side of Italian-Americans, which as an actor you do. But I said, when given the opportunity, I want to play positive role models as an Italian-American. So I did that. And I requested they write an episode that dealt with that, with the whole fact of being an Italian-American, how sometimes people get stereotyped, thinking,
sure,
oh,
it
must be the mob, because of that. And so we shot an episode of the show where we actually addressed that issue. So because of that, the Sons of Italy were very kind to give me this award, and then from that point on, they asked if I would consider hosting their event, and I said, you know what, I come in for the Memorial Day concert every year, you guys do it the same weekend. It's just a perfect fit for me, and
fabulous.
So I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're honored to have you in Washington. The Memorial Day concert, what can we expect this year? Do you know who's on tap?
It's always a great cross-section of people. I mean, off the top of my head, I know Allison Janney's going to be there, who just won the Oscar for I, Tonya this year.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Mary McCormick. Got a guy from Chicago Med, I think it is. I get confused with some of the names because there's a whole bunch of people. Colin Powell, of course, will be there. We've got a country western singer. We've got Alfie Bowe from England singing again. We've got one of the women from The Voice.
Oh, great.
Singing. So it's another great cross-section of acting talent and singers. And Joint Chiefs of Staff are always there. I mean, we usually get over 200,000 people.
Fabulous. You know,
depending on the weather. We'll
see
how it goes.
But
we'll be up there, rain or shine.
That's great. So you frequent Washington every spring. Is there a special place you like to dine, or a place you must see before leaving?
Well, I mean, I on one end, I love to go to Cafe Milano. I know
Franco
Lucchese, and he's a wonderful guy, so I like to go there. We also like to go to Ben's Chili Bowl. You know, that's a real institution here in Washington, which I like very much. I just found a new place called El Sol, Mexican place, outside the downtown area, which is very good. You don't have a shortage of really good ethnic restaurants in this town because of, it's Washington, D.C., or it's a melting pot here anyway. So grew up in Chicago, I can relate to that. So it's great. It's a great town. I mean, Washington is, it's very unique. It's unique to the United States, unique to the world.
Well, thank you. Tell us before you go and host this event, what do you have coming up for your audiences?
Well, I'm getting ready to start our 14th season of Criminal Minds. We'll open the season with our 300th episode, which is pretty rare.
Congratulations.
In television. Thank you. We still also do a show called Gun Stories on the Outdoor Channel, which traces historical firearms, and I've been doing that for, this is our 8th season of that. I directed a one-man show on Lenny Bruce called I'm Not a Comedian, I'm Lenny Bruce, that ran for 11 months in Los Angeles, and we're hopefully moving it to New York this fall.
Fantastic.
So, I've stayed busy, and life is good. My wife still owns a restaurant in Burbank, California called Taste Chicago, so...
Oh, no kidding.
So we've got, all the bases are covered right now, so it's all good.
That's fabulous. Well, thanks again, Joe, and good luck tonight.
Thanks very much. Okay.